Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Andrew Shatkin Show on Blog Talk Radio Show on every evening of the week, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 11. And the show has certain parameters in general on the subjects that I handle here. One of them is literature, literary work, English, American, French, German, Russian literature. I love books. I love literature and great writing. And also the show has to do with theological issues, biblical revelation in every sense of the word. We're concerned with the gospel and the New Testament and the covenant of the New Testament and the person of Christ. And we're concerned with also with philosophical issues and political issues. I have to say this, although I'm generally conservative, I do tend to the left in terms of certain issues of concern for the poor, which is following Christ. My object is to follow Christ effectively, not merely to have right or left-wing political issues. Today I will be talking about one of the parables, of the most well-known parables, and it is the parable of the leaven. And you'll find it. I wrote a book on the parables, an analysis of each of the parables, and it's on page 30. Hold on, I believe it's on page. Hold on, parable 11, chapter 12 of the book, on page 31 and 32. But before I go into the parable 11, let me give you a little background of myself and this show so you understand where we're all coming from in this presentation. This show is a politically incorrect show. We do not aim for political correctness. We do not aim for media hype, media falsehoods, or anything like that. We are concerned with honest discourse and truth and facts. We are concerned with getting at the truth and getting at the facts, not at with political and media hype, which are essentially lies. Not concerned with that. Second, the show, I'm a Christian, and the show has a Christian orientation, and I run two radio shows, a blog talk radio show and a podcast radio show, and these shows have a Christian orientation, and many, many people from all over the world, have visitors from all over the world to these shows. And I'm pleased to say that my Muslim brothers and sisters often visit the Blog Talk radio show from Saudi Arabia and Iran. And the same is true of the podcast show. I've had over 4,300 visitors to the podcast show. And they have been from many countries all over the world. And I'm pleased to say that my dear Muslim brothers and sisters are regular visitors to these Christian shows. In fact, I have a very close friend in Iran who was a Muslim and who is very interested in my Christian books. Which brings me to the third area parameter of this show. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, essays in the Christian and legal books. Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2 are the legal books. And the Christian books are essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, which I analyzed 41 of the parables. The words and mind of Christ are found in the parables, and I also have written a book called parables, as I mentioned. And I'm preparing books on my blogs, the three blog books of analyzing literary, philosophical, theological, and political blogs. I have three books of those which are coming out eventually, and I also am working on a book on the miracles in the Bible. It's partially written, will come out at some point. I'm working on a book, an analysis of the book of Job. I've written three major articles. One is the Syracuse Law Review on Criminal Procedure, which was brought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. And two of my Academicus articles, an Albanian scientific journal, has been bought by the State Department. And all three of these have been bought by many, many universities throughout the world. Asia, Africa, South America, North America, etc. Which brings me to the parables. I've written a book on the parables of Jesus, a personal commentary. And tonight I will be talking about the parable of the leaven. Now, when you read, I have to say that I'm really stirred and spiritually moved by each of these parables. They represent the mind and thinking of Jesus, and you cannot read them enough to delve into profundity and depth of his, of the mind of God, which is in Christ. This parable of the leaven is found in Matthew 13:33, in which it says, he told them another parable, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. And again, in Luke 13:20-21, he said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like a leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. This is found in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. In each of these instances, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was leavened. Matthew 13:44 is a slightly different version, but states that kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man covers up and then in his joy sells all that he has and buys that field. The idea behind these, now the Matthew 13:44, which is discussed in more detail in another chapter, is a slightly different version, but states that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man finds and covers up, and then in his joy sows all that he has and buys that field. The idea behind these metaphors of leaven is that the treasure spoken of in Matthew 13:44 is the working of the Christian influence and Christ's influence in society. And like the leaven in the dough, it is slow and imperceptible. Which is what he says here. He's saying that the leaven is like the working of the Christian influence and Christ's influence in society, which is like leaven and dough, and it's slow and imperceptible till it becomes totally leavened. Jesus says here first that there is nothing, and then in the course of time with this leaven, there is growth and development, that is to say, spiritual growth and development. One can also speculate that this parable not only addresses spiritual growth, but possibly an improved society. And in the outcome, in the slow process, is a imperceptible and slow moral and more just society. So really, this business of the leaven, which is the working of the Christian influence, of Christ's influence in society, is slow and imperceptible. Jesus says, at first there's nothing with this leaven, then there's growth and development. That is a spiritual growth. And one can speculate that this parable not only addresses spiritual growth, but an improved society in a moral and more just fashion. The idea, I think, in this short statement of Christ is that the kingdom of God, like the leaven, will slowly grow in the world, have an influence, and change and slowly grow in fullness of time until there is a new world order. It will take time, Jesus says. It will be a slow process, like the leaven and flour that the woman took and hid. Both the outside and the inner person will slowly grow and improve. So in this sense, the leaven is a kind of slow revolution, bringing about improvement and change, both in the person and the world. Perhaps Jesus may be thought to have said in this parable that as the leaven grows in the flour, injustices and iniquities will be eradicated. There will be a revolution of all men and women and a new world order in which economic injustice and all kinds of inequities will be eliminated. We will all be better persons. The real point here is that the leaven is like the kingdom of God, which will slowly grow in the world, have an influence, and change is slowly grow on all humanity until there's a new world order. It will take time, Jesus says in this parable. It will be a slow process, like the leaven and flour that the woman took and hid. But the outside world and the inner person will slowly grow and improve. So the leaven is a kind of slow revolution, bringing about an improvement of change both in the person and the world surrounding him. Jesus may be thought to have said in this parable that as the leaven grows in the flour, injustice and inequity will be eradicated, and there will be a revolution of all men and women and a new world order which injustice and immoral problems will be eliminated. We'll all be better persons. I think you should read this parable a number of times and perhaps look at my interpretation of it in my book, which is chapter 12, the parable of the leaven, pages 31 and 32. I think you'll find it helpful and valid, and I suggest you read the parable a number of times to grasp what the mind of Jesus is suggesting here, and think about it and reflect on it and read the chapter in my book and take much time to absorb what Christ is saying in this parable and perhaps read the chapter in my book a number of times, which might be helpful. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I will be talking again tomorrow night.